September 16, 1925. Jesus was always the same in his pains. To be always the same is a divine virtue. The silence of Jesus. My days are ever more bitter because of the long privations of my sweet Jesus. His will alone is left to me, as precious inheritance of the so many visits he made to my poor soul. And now I have been left alone, forgotten by the one who formed my life. So much so, that it seemed to me that we were fused together, and that neither could he be without me, nor I without him. And while I think, where did the one go who loved me so much? What have I done that he has left me? Ah! Jesus, come back, for I can take no more. And while I would like to abandon myself to sorrow, and think of my great misfortune of having lost the one in whom I had enclosed all my hopes and my happiness, the holy divine volition imposes itself on me, making me follow the course of my acts in his adorable will. And it almost prevents me from grieving more for being without my only good. So I remain as though petrified, intrepid, all alone, without the slightest comfort, either from heaven or from the earth. Now, while I was in this state, I was thinking about various pains of the passion of Jesus, who, making himself seen for a little while, told me, "My daughter, in all my pains I was always the same, I never changed. My gaze was always sweet, my face always serene, my words always calm and dignified. In my whole person I had such equality of manners, that if they had wanted to recognize me as their Redeemer, merely by my way, always the same, in everything and for everything, they would have recognized me. It is true that my pains were so many as to eclipse me and surround me like many clouds, but this says nothing. After the heat of the pains, I would reappear in the midst of my enemies like majestic sun, with my usual serenity, and with my same manners, always equal and peaceful. To be always the same is only of God, and of the true children of God. The way that is always equal to itself impresses the divine character in the soul, and reveals the operating of creatures as pure and holy. On the other hand, a changing character is of creatures, and it is a sign of passions that roar within the human heart, that tyrannize it, in such a way as to show an unpleasant character also on the outside, which displeases everyone. Therefore, I recommend to you that you be always the same, with me, with yourself, and with others, the same in the pains, and even in my very privation. The unchanging character must be indelible in you. And even though the pains of my privation knock you down and form the clouds of sorrow inside and outside of you, your unchanging manners will be light which will dispel these clouds, and will reveal how, though hidden, I dwell within you. After this, I continued to think about the pains of the passion of my adorable Jesus, with the nail of his privation in my heart. And my lovable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, all taciturn and so afflicted as to arouse pity. And I said to him, "My love, why are you silent? It seems to me that you don't want to tell me anything any more, nor confide to me your secrets and your pains any longer." And Jesus, all goodness, but afflicted, told me, "My daughter, being silent says something greater than what speaking says. To be silent is the decision of one who, not wanting to be dissuaded, keeps silent. The silence of a father with a beloved son of his, while in the midst of other unruly sons, is a sign that he wants to strike the perverted sons. Do you think it is nothing that I do not come to you and that I am sparing in the sharing of my pains with you? Ah! My daughter, it isn't nothing. On the contrary, it is something great. As I do not come to you, my justice becomes filled with scourges in order to strike man. So much so, that all the past evils, the earthquakes, the wars, will be as nothing compared to the evils which will come, and to the great war and revolution which they are preparing. Since are so many that men do not deserve that I share my pains with you in order to free them from the scourges deserved. Therefore, have patience. My will make up for my visible presence, though I remain hidden in you. And if it were not so, you could not have kept the pace in doing your usual rounds in my will. It is I who, though hidden, do them within you. And you follow the one whom you do not see. However, once my justice has completed the filling of scourges, I will be with you like before. Therefore, courage, wait for me and do not fear. Now, while he was saying this, I found myself outside of myself, in the midst of the world. In almost all nations one could see preparations for war, new more tragic ways of fighting, which struck fright at the mere sight. And then, the great human blindness which, becoming yet more blind, acted like a beast, not like a man. And because it was blind, it could not see that, while wounding others, it wounded itself. Then, all frightened, I found myself back inside myself, all alone, without my Jesus, and with the nail in my heart that the one whom I love had departed from me, leaving me alone and abandoned. And while I raving and agonizing because of the pain, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior and sighing because of my hard state, told me, "My daughter, calm yourself, I am within you, I do not leave you. And besides, how can I leave you? Look, my will is everywhere. If you were in my will, I do not know where to go, nor do I find a place in order to move away from you. I would have to render my will limited and gather it in one point in order to leave you, but I cannot do this either. My immensity extends everywhere, and my nature renders all that belongs to me immense. Therefore, immense is my will, my power, my love, my wisdom, etc. So, how can I leave you if I find you everywhere in my will? Therefore, be sure that I do not leave you, and plunge yourself ever more deeply into the immensity of the abyss of my will."